Hey, what are you doing again to protect yourself in these times? How about making yourself your own face shield, maybe a mask to boot if you haven't already? My next guest will come to the rescue. I'm holding my utensils in my hand, my looks like I staple here, I trim excess after stapling here, my Simple Shield. Follow along, simpleshields.com. So to discuss this project, Mike Kamen on the line. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. And this is making masks and making shields, certainly no stranger to many in the West Michigan community. But you and yours come up with a pretty cool opportunity to go even further. So first of all, Mike, tell me a little bit about you.
I am here from West Michigan. I've been here most of my life, and I have a small company called Metis that's been growing pretty quickly, that helps companies implant their own label department. We have a patent on something called Managed Label Services, so that's kind of what we do.
Gotcha. And obviously probably doing more now. My notes tell me that some local Grand Rapids business owners, that's you, have launched a really cool life-saving device called Simple Shield. So let's have you describe what's happening here. It's described as a simple face shield for a complex problem.
So what's happened is that one of my business partner's wives had noticed that there was a shortfall on PPE for healthcare workers, and so she kind of challenged us to come up with a solution to the problem. And in seeing the way that they were made, it was slow. It wasn't super efficient. So what we tried to be is really effective with how we made it and how quickly we can make them. One of the things we can do is we can make about 70 of them per second, and they're much cheaper just because of the way that they're made. They're much more efficient and they're more effective because they're 360 degrees. They go all the way around your head to protect you. And basically we were doing it to just kind of try to help however we could. And we just kind of were sitting around the office trying to come up with a solution. And the idea came to mind and it's kind of been going crazy since then.
Awesome. Let's take this step by step. So what makes Simple Shield different from other face shields and masks, Mike?
So the typical face shield would have like a thing that goes over your ears, kind of like a pair of sunglasses or something, and that shield would come down partly down the sides of your face, whereas Simple Shield kind of goes all the way around and sits on your shoulders. It goes all the way around your head and protects completely all the way around.
So it's more effective. Is it, I mean, this is going to be manufactured at 70 shields per second. Is it faster?
Yes, it's very fast. It's a lot of like automakers have jumped into trying to help, and they can make about 20 shields per hour. These other shields are just sort of over-engineered. What we did is just took the basic, simple components of a shield and then made it so you could just staple in two places and it's a completed shield. That's how we did it.
Is it cheaper to make?
The components of the shield are a simple sheet. It comes in rolls or sheets, and so these sheets can just be cut off and the length. They come with like a template on them with how they work, and you kind of set them up that way. They're really nice for like wearing in a grocery store or like Meijer or Walmart or something. And they ship super efficiently because you're able to roll them into like a, we can put 50 in a very small box and ship them out. Another component of really that we got into this for was the big part that we got into this for is I was talking to a friend of mine, Dr. Mustafa, he was really had some friends pass away that work in the healthcare industry, and he was really struggling with the fact that they couldn't get the proper PPE that they needed. And so that was another component, because as we were brainstorming this, I got on the phone with him and showed him the shield we had made, and he I kind of FaceTimed him, and he said, wow, I need one of these. I need as many of these as you can get me as fast as possible. So that first day we made, I think we made them 1,500 of them and brought them over to him to donate to different healthcare places in Grand Rapids and in the Detroit area.
Are these recyclable?
Yes, they're 100% recyclable. They're BPA-free. So yeah, they're 100% recyclable. That was another component we wanted to make sure that with a lot of this PPE, you might have seen pictures of it hanging on a tree or sitting places where sitting outside, like they show these pictures of the extra PPE getting thrown places. We wanted to make sure that these were recyclable and could end up being reused.
Wow. So again, thanks to you and Dr. Mustafa and the brainstorming that you and yours did. So how do we get involved with this project?
So Simple Shields can be donated through our website, which is simpleshield.co. They can be donated through our website. Our goal is to donate 50,000 by the end of May. And also you can buy shields to help stop spreading the virus and keep yourself safe while you're at the grocery store. If you work in retail or things like that, it'd be nice to have those stacked up at the retail stores to help people if they need something, because a lot of people don't have masks, don't have shields to protect themselves. Another way, as local businesses have been getting involved in helping us, our friends at Gorilla and at Emberly Design both have helped us a lot with making the videos and the how-to videos and things like that. And also you can follow us on social media. It's been a great thing. We've had some things on Facebook which have been really strange, where we've been flagged as spam. We had a video that had over 10,000 views, and somehow we don't know what happened, but it got taken down because it was flagged as spam, which it was a completely organically moving video. And just one morning we woke up and they had taken it down. So we're not going to be able to get through on Facebook, but you can still share the page and stuff. So our links from Facebook are broken right now, but we're trying to figure that out and figure out why they would have done that.
Yep. Well, hence another opportunity for the team to come together, but I'm glad you did to come together to keep us safe. Simpleshield.co, yes?
Yep, simpleshield.co.
Thanks to you for the team, Mike Kamen, K-A-M-A-N. And the company again is Metas?
Yep, M-E-T-A-S, Metas.
All right, thanks. Glad to talk to you.
Shelly, thank you so much.